Jester's Academy is a weekly comedy satire podcast hosted by Dustin, Macho, Chris, and Bob. In all planes of existence.
Where everybody knows your name.
Boom, and we're live. How are you, sir?
Great, Joe, thanks, because my name's Dustin, and I have just thought of the best million-dollar idea, and I'm about to get rich. Dream of the Night is someone who's going to piggyback off of my money. Chris, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, bro. It's great to be here, and I cannot wait to piggyback off of your money.
Fantastic. I plan on doing a backflip off of my money.
Amazing.
Great.
I'll be there, too.
Because I hear it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You put a mint in your fucking mouth, didn't you? Ooh,
you have to stay
someone's
fresh,
getting
bro.
The smaller stacks. Also joining tonight is
fresh.
Macho. Macho, how are you going to spend my money?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy you a baby harness so that you can carry Chris as he piggybacks off of your money.
Thanks, man. But
may I also have a harness as well so Macho may piggyback off of my back?
Like a three-man.
Off of his money.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have to carry him. All of us.
We practice the trickle-down economics, and I get a piece, and then Macho gets a piece of that piece, and then...
Yeah.
And then we all humans...
Is Bob here?
You can all cut off a piece with each other, but me and Bob are going to spend money somewhere else. Bob, where are you going to spend my money?
Probably just give it away.
Thanks, dude.
Can I have some?
Just go up and down the street one day, just hand it out.
What street?
Wherever I'm at the time.
I'll be watching you.
Dead ends and... Stuff like that.
Take a walk through Times Square, hand it out.
Alleyways.
Yeah. Subways.
CD
bus stops.
The fire hydrant.
Pop up out of the sewer dressed as a clown.
Oh, that would be sick. Just handing people money dressed as a clown from a sewer crate. Yeah. Oh my God. I would love to see that.
Would you?
Though? I would love to see that.
If that's what you're doing with it, I'll give you the lion's share.
Shit,
you could have all the money if you're going to do that.
How do I donate this? Do you have like a GoFundMe or something?
It's pretty good, Bob.
Reach your arm out of a sewer grate, which just put cash in it. Somebody gets close and you jump out as a clown.
You guys ever notice how dull ATMs are?
So let me just say this so I can get it off of my chest, because I always try to build up and then it goes away. I'm going to bring the ocean to the Midwest. I'm going to bottle the ocean. I'm going to bring it to everyone in the middle of the country, and I'm going to give them ocean pools in their backyard. All the money, boom, that's how I did it. Go on, Chris, about fucking GPS or some shit.
Okay, for the audience, I'm blankly staring at Dustin right now.
Trying to figure out how he's going to make money off of my portable beaches.
See, here's my thing. You can already get a saltwater pool.
That's not what I'm talking about, Chris.
No, that's exactly what
Macho,
you said.
He doesn't understand. Did you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, you said you were going to bottle the seawater and bring it to the Midwest.
Okay, so you're in Kansas. You're like, man, I wish I could go to the beach, but I don't feel like driving. I don't really have time to travel. And I'm thirsty.
Did we come up with something for that
You
already?
Come to Dustin's Holmes Industries, which is now what I'm using as a subsidiary because I don't want you guys to have a piece of it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
We will bring you the beach.
You didn't read
we'll
the fine print.
We'll bring several seagulls, several sand, most ocean water, and we'll make you just a beach experience in your backyard, your front yard, your bathroom, your closet, wherever you want it.
So we're contractors.
Well, that's
now.
More than just water.
No, I know.
No, that's a different thing completely.
Exactly.
You're bringing a beach. You're not bringing ocean water.
No, that would be silly. What are they going to do with that?
Come on, Dustin.
Drink it?
Come on. Yeah.
This is what we do.
Hopefully.
Okay? This is what we do. Chris, Bob, and myself, okay? We will compile the ideas in the office, and Dustin goes and just does it.
Okay, you guys go compile ideas. I'm going to, like I said, get rich off of Holmes Industries.
Yeah.
Beach experience.
Exactly. We need you to do the labor, is what I'm saying. Here's the thing.
You can bring the beach to the Midwest, but can you bring the Midwest to the beach? There's really not a market for beaches there. Everybody in the Midwest goes somewhere else to go to the beach.
Yes.
How are you going to convince them that they want their very own personal beach?
How am I going to convince them to stay home, to not have to deal with airplane lines and taxis and shit? I don't know, Chris. It's going to be a real stretch. Hey,
I don't know about you, but I love taking my shoes off in front of a couple hundred people.
That is my favorite thing. Maybe we can... Okay, wait. I see what you're saying. give them the airport experience in their house. We set up a guy with a wand and a booth.
And they have to, oh, you got to strip.
Yeah.
Sir, just grandpa.
Just give him a hard time.
They just
time
pull grandpa aside and strip search him.
You're he gets always randomly selected treatment. For the full experience.
Cavity check.
Just a scale there that's just never right.
You've been randomly selected for extra security. I know. It's my kitchen. I'm doing it every day.
It's always an Indian
sir,
guy.
Is that a knife?
Yes, I'm cutting food.
It's always an Arab dude. Every time.
Well, I don't know, man. I like.
Why is he in my kitchen?
I'm in an equal opportunity company.
I get that. But it's equally opportunity to, you know, just.
To any Arab dude.
Frisk them.
Any Arab dude. It's equal as fuck.
You know.
I don't know, man. That's a good look.
I like that.
It's a good.
You gotta have that
there.
One scale.
I tell
notch
you what,
right.
Guys.
What about lighting?
I'm gonna do this because I'm so nice. I'm gonna take the beach thing. That's mine. Okay, so that the table that's off of it, but I'm gonna let you guys take that airport in your kitchen idea and run with it. You guys make as much money as you can with that, while I'm at a beach in my backyard in a Lamborghini. Here, what? How did this happen?
Here's the thing.
That's cool.
Here's the thing. Like,
we're also forgetting
the airport in the kitchen was actually your idea,
and I'm giving.
I was actually trying to get to the meat of how you're going to convince people they want a beach.
Exactly.
In their
house.
It's
like a bone, Dustin.
I just show them dope pictures of people having... Maybe I'll get 2 Chainz to have one behind his house on an episode of Flippers or Cribs or whatever.
They could do like a festival for it.
We can have a beach festival.
Nice.
Just showing off our product. We bring them to Bath, Body, and beaches.
And beyond. Wherever at.
Oh, man. That shit would be fire.
How many people have seashell soap in their bathroom, dude? People want the beach, and they want it here now.
Grandma does.
Yes.
Have seashell soap.
Yeah. Most grandmas do. Yeah, that's the only soap they can use.
I don't know anybody.
Something special about that.
Anyone that's not a grand person that has seashell soap.
Okay. Well, let me hit you with this. Does the family have kids? What if your own backyard beach happens to have a Bikini Bottom in the bottom?
Wow.
Dude, that's extra, of course.
A Bikini Bottom in the bottom?
In the bottom.
So...
That's great.
So they swim down and they can play with their favorite bikini friends.
That's where I was at. Okay.
I feel like maybe you might be assuming what people define as family. And you might be insulting certain individuals. Like, I, for one, know that Macho has a family.
Yeah,
and it consists
of a flock.
A broken washing machine. And a sex robot. And
yeah,
and several cats. And I don't know why he has cats because he's a bird.
We don't get along.
It doesn't make sense, but
they're
that's Macho's
cousins,
that's
Chris.
How Macho
enemies close
defines family. So I'm confused.
The washing machine still works.
Well, now.
It shakes a little
bit. Okay, it works, but does it wash clothes?
It shakes. It kind of just tumbles them.
It keeps the eggs warm.
It's my shaking machine.
Exactly.
Whenever I need something vibrated.
That's why each one of my eggs, when they hatch, come out with Down syndrome.
You really have to, you have to be open to everybody.
Well, here's the thing is I don't think someone who has a broken washing machine and was it a sex robot? Is the sex robot working?
I don't know, man.
Probably broken too. I don't think that person should
rechargeable.
Afford my beach experience. Maybe you can get the VR version for your cell phone.
Hmm.
I could just
on
just
the Samsung,
on a Samsung or whatever Obama gave
I feel like,
you.
Ooh,
I'm just gonna piggyback off of Dustin's. Like,
so you're back on,
and I'm just gonna open up my own little line of like mini carnival cruises.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, and what is that like?
So it's just gonna be like a little RC boat.
Okay,
kind of like the same experience of the airport in your living room and the
Wait
kitchen
a minute.
And stuff. You know, but.
That's
I'm just
going
to make
great.
Like a little ocean in the middle of their living room and just have a little RC boat.
But you can't make an ocean that's patented.
I mean.
So that's off the table.
It's not patented, though. You patented a beach. I'm patenting the whole entire ocean.
You can't patent the ocean.
Says who?
God patented the ocean.
God is about to give me all his land.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
Get it,
son. Do you have some kind of weird demon stone we don't know about?
See, you also forgot
I'm
where I
confused.
Came.
What's happening here?
What
things have taken a turn?
I think,
Chris.
I think, Macho, you may be reaching just a little bit.
You have
okay?
to. Just How a, are you going to get anywhere, Chris,
the tiniest
if you do
little
not
bit
for it.
You may be reaching.
Like, I was making like a beach pool.
Yeah.
But you're
so
going to fight
back
God?
To the beach? Yeah, back. Let's get back to the beach. I like the beach. So what are we going to do about
How
lighting?
How much do you like it?
A lot.
Would you like it enough to have it in your backyard?
Nah.
Wow.
It seems like a lot of work.
Maybe you're not beach people. Some people aren't porch people. Look, some people are Honda
people.
I'm
one of those people that likes to visit the beach, but necessarily don't want a beach in my house.
Oh, so you would want the overcover.
Oh, sorry, what?
Well, the turf overcover.
Okay. is that like rollout?
Yeah, it's just sand, grass. Sorry, grass.
Grass sand?
It's grassy sand.
It's green sand.
It's usually grassy.
It's grease.
It's green sand.
It's grease.
It's grease. We cover it in grease on during the winter.
We grease the sand with green.
Nobody with can green stand grease on it.
To artificially simulate grass like appendages.
I see a lot of lawsuits in the near future.
I don't. I see dollar signs.
Well, the good part is the sand actually doesn't mix with the water and wash away after that. So.
Oh, guys, what the. It just says my private jet was delivered. That's weird. Oh, man. Money.
Cool, man.
That's not money. It's a private jet.
Anyway, so you were making like a gas station in your bathroom or something? That's what you were saying?
No, but I could definitely do that. Thanks for saying that now. Because now I just found a way to make natural gas. I just capitalized. Again, thank you, Dustin.
Anytime, dude.
I'm just going to milk motherfuckers.
I got nipples, Greg.
That's what I'm going to do. Any which way.
Excuse me.
I say we squeeze Dustin's head and get whatever we can out of it.
I think we're already doing that.
No, we need to squeeze harder.
Yes.
Chris, get one side.
No.
Ooh, last, Macho, squeeze a little slower.
Last time you squeezed too hard, it didn't work out well.
Oh, Macho's got me in a special headlock. Oh, Macho, headlock it. Oh, thank you.
Let me show you.
Ah, look at it.
Guys, that's gross.
Look at it. What? What?
Please, stop.
Chris, come here. Let me show you something.
Stop it.
Chris, look at this.
You chafed the shaft.
Chris. Guys, come on.
You're not into this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not into that. I don't need a squeeze, bro. I'm good.
Extremely sexy.
See?
Whoa. That's kind of convincing, actually, but no.
So, the seashells have speakers in them.
That's pretty
so
cool.
Your in the soap. Seashell soap.
But it only plays Margaritaville.
Speaker soap?
Speaker soap.
The seashells. Soap. On the beach.
Oh, on the beach.
Are actually...
They're not soap. So, they're waterproof?
No. You want to keep them dry.
That's a problem.
You're going to want to keep those bad boys super dry.
So you can use the soap, but you want to keep them
you
dry.
You can bring soap, but it's going to fuck up the...
Beach.
You can also get the model that already has the garbage and put in the beach.
What about, like, wildlife? Jellyfish, horseshoe crabs, seahorses.
Yeah, you have to worry about that type of thing.
A stingray.
Right? You can't get exactly the beach experience without having that thought in the back of your head that you're about to get attacked by a shark.
Well, now you don't have to worry about that. Again, another plus of our beach. There's no sharks.
No, they took my fucking shark. So
they took your shark?
They took his shark.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I used to get that shark high.
What the fuck, Macho?
What, man? They took him because he didn't pass
a
drug test.
You're a problem person.
Shit. Well, I didn't mean that. What I meant was we used to hang out. Like, we were tight.
Yeah, you can't pick my shark up over your head out of the water like that.
Yeah, like Flock Lesnar.
Flock Lesnar.
Right.
Nobody saw the Brock Lesnar picture with him actually holding a shark over his head coming out
serious?
Of the beach?
Yeah, no. I've seen that.
Okay, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Speaking of sharks.
He made that shit up.
I think I might import some sharks into your guys' water.
Thank you.
I don't think that's
see,
a good
this
idea.
Is what I'm talking
I don't
about.
Know about this corporate then, sabotage.
Wait, no. See, in the long run, it works out for me.
How?
Because later on, I'm going to charge the hunt them. Make your inland ocean safe again.
Look at that. Piggybacked off your shit again. You know why, Dustin? Because you fucking suck.
Yeah, dude, I suck. That's why I'm having all these good ideas and making all this money, and y'all are just trying to put sharks in my shit.
Bob, that's not a good idea.
Yeah, put sharks in my shit.
Hey, man.
But you want it to be a realistic experience, do you not?
Yeah, I want it to be the realistic.
Okay,
experience.
So you have to have sharks with lasers.
I don't know that they're really got lasers. Are you talking about the laser
you
sharks?
Don't know because you've never actually, you know, encountered a laser shark.
Wait a minute. Guys, laser sharks?
Laser sharks.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The trigger is on its mouth. Every time the shark opens its mouth to bite something, it shoots lasers at the same time.
I want a pelican.
Well, I told you there's already seagulls involved.
You didn't Dude, seagulls are mean.
You didn't say anything about a pelican.
This DLC, bro. You can download all that shit.
I like that. There we go. DLC. Awesome.
$5.99.
400 beach credits for one pelican.
400 beach credits.
Yeah, we have an ATM set up on the beach somewhere you can insert your card and get certain things delivered.
Bro, can we use our new ATM model? You know, the one with Bob in a clown suit through a sewer grate.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. One of them new good ATMs.
Yeah. That's going to be awesome. I really think that's going to catch on. You got to have like really big fangs though. Like
it would be.
Oh yeah. It's going to be Pennywise costume.
We could set up vending machines for my new snack.
Water biscuits?
No, golden punch fish. The fish that punch right back.
Wow, man. Nice slogan.
They're only in pizza flavor.
Wow.
Nice.
Pizza and pretzel flavor only.
The sand is pizza flavored.
For real, though?
Yeah, I made it in my Wonka factory.
And the water, the water is Kool-Aid.
The water is not Kool-Aid. Do not drink the water. That is not so drinkable at all.
It's just toxic as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
So your beach is like sandwich friendly. You don't have to worry about getting sand in it because it tastes like pizza anyway.
Right. Yeah, it's just seasoning.
Oh, man.
It's just the Dorito flakes.
It's just like the end of the bag, all the crunched up shit.
Can you get it in ranch?
Yeah, or fuck your mother.
Nice.
riddle the beach.
Riddle me this, cocksucker. Can't say that.
You remember them shits?
What's that?
The fucking devil heads?
What's a devil head? Oh, those black little thorny those
motherfucking
seeds?
Things. Jesus Christ.
You ever step on
all
that?
Right, so now I'm going to throw those all over your beach.
Don't do that. Why are you fucking up my money maker?
Because I'm trying to make it as realistic as possible, Dustin.
You're trying to ruin it. I'm trying to ruin the profits.
You know, people come for the pros and the cons, my dude.
Name one person that goes shopping for cons.
Well, I mean, I need a couple new people to do a job. Do you know anybody?
You could use a few cons.
I mean, you know.
Someone with a sexual arson charge.
Jesus Christ.
Preferably.
That sounds awful.
Sounds awfully specific.
Yeah.
That's when you...
I'm gonna call Alejandro.
You light a fire by rubbing two dicks together too hard?
Yeah. Way too fast.
Brutal. Burn your dick off.
That's why I was in juvie.
They locked you up for sexual arson?
Yeah. Me and my buddy Steve. Todd.
Are you sure?
How about we just like release a bunch of fucking gnomes or some shit in the country?
You got some gnomes we can borrow?
Wait a minute,
find
guys.
Them. We can find them. We can make this.
I'm really stuck on Dustin's sexual arson charge.
Oh, we can just glaze right over that.
Yeah, no, I don't think we should.
I'm curious as to how you got past...
You're a juvenile.
Right.
It's you and your buddy Todman. Steve.
Yeah.
And somehow you get the idea that you want to...
Well, we saw Ghostbusters.
I'm confused.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. We saw Ghostbusters, Don't Cross the Streams. Then someone said that we thought if we...
Yeah.
We thought we could make our own proton packs, but eventually we just...
Okay.
We just had a life lesson, and then we didn't do that again.
And where did the fire start?
That was on our penises.
I see. And exactly what was the cause?
That also would be our penises. We were...
Spontaneously combusting.
Well, no, we had some friction going.
I see. Okay.
It was just we were That's trying to make a proton pack, dude. It's not like a thing. Mm.
Well, I'm glad we talked about this.
Fantastic.
Where can I get a proton pack?
Well, we can try to make one. I haven't tried in a long time.
But I think I've nailed down all the kinks.
I think I've got the kinks all worked out of it.
You guys on a beach still? Where were we?
Yeah, we were talking about my seashell stuff.
Okay. How do they work, the seashells? I'm confused.
Well, there's
that.
Three of them.
And yeah, they're all, that's my question. Really, is why is there three of them?
They're all on your Wi-Fi because you want bass, treble, and thump. You want that thump.
I thought that was the bass.
Well, the bass handles a few things. The treble handles that thump, though.
You got to drop it, though.
That the thump does the dropping.
Drop
the bass.
Oh, that's right. Maybe we only need two shells. Single. Well, you can have the two, the treble, the bass speakers, and then you have the bangers. I call them. And that's just
the bangers,
my personal mixes I make.
And the globbers. Can't forget about those, too. Those are, you know.
Those are the ringtones you tried to get me to buy, and I didn't buy them.
You probably should have, though.
I don't think so.
I don't know why you did not.
Because I think you were just downloading them off of a website and calling them globbers.
All right. So let me explain to you what these are. Right? You stick them to your phone, okay? You download it, and you print it out from your phone, and you stick it to the back of your phone, okay?
Okay.
And now you can have unlimited internet.
Stuck to the back of your phone on a piece
of
paper.
Stuck to the back of your phone.
Like Braille. Like so a like it's ringtones for deaf people.
It's
kind of
like a sticky note.
Ringtones for deaf people.
Yes. It's exactly.
That way they can know if it's ringing by rubbing their hand on the back of their phone all the time. When it rings, the bumps change.
Exactly.
I like it.
You just kind of go with the rhythm, you know.
But you got to keep your hand on your
phone.
This
way they know
times.
What's going on. Yeah, of course. I mean, kind of like the stick, you know, you got to keep your hand on it at all times. Chris knows about that.
Chris, you know about that?
What's up, guys? I'm back. What'd I miss?
You fell asleep.
I was actually consulting with one of our customers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of our beach buyers.
How are they liking it?
There are complaints.
I don't believe it.
There's a few issues with vermin because of the Dorito sand.
And because there's no shark.
Yeah, I couldn't really make out exactly what they were saying, though, because of the intense buzzing from all the flies.
Why would there be flies?
I guess it was the Dorito sand. I think that was a big mistake.
If we can't do Dorito sand, I don't know.
Also, all of the neighborhood pets have congregated. They're actually eating the sand, and they're getting sick because the flies are breeding in it, and they're also drinking the Kool-Aid, which the beach water is made out of.
No, it's definitely not. I told them it was not made of
Kool-Aid. Macho had said Kool-Aid during the fucking process, and now it's Kool-Aid.
I'm just saying... You know,
so we've got a big fucking pile of Doritos and Kool-Aid in this lady's backyard. I don't know, fellas.
Tell her to freeze the beach. Okay.
Yeah. Tell her to freeze the beach.
Okay. They're kind of south for that. It's not really going to freeze up again for another like 6 to 8 months.
Tell the bitch to wait.
And by that time, there's not going to be any beach left. I don't think. I think the ants... We'll probably finish her off by that point. Yeah.
All right, so we know how this works. Is she still on the phone?
I think so.
Tell her not to leave the house.
I know and hang how this works. What's the code to the nuke button?
Well, no, we're just going to shoot off our drone flamethrowers and just get rid of that whole piece of property.
There we go, exactly.
And then we're going to pull the Dorito sand, guys. I think we just use regular sand.
Yeah, that's right? Probably sound wise.
Yeah.
Send out the drone and fantastic. That's why we do.
And that's done, see?
That's why we do case studies.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
That was one of our beta testers.
Rip.
9147.
So just regular sand from now on, Macho.
Yeah, and no more Kool-Aid in the water.
Why do we let him order shit?
I don't know, dude. Right. I tried to make him a part of it.
No more Kool-Aid.
He was like, I like sharks and crayons and lobsters.
Okay. You replace it with chocolate milk.
God damn it, Bob. Shut up. Yeah.
It's cool eating Doritos. You guys are making me hungry.
Well, so are the ants.
Yeah, ants. You guys are making me hungry. Do you guys know I'm an ant eater?
Are you?
I thought you really? Were a honey badger.
I ate a chocolate-covered ant once.
Really?
Yes.
Was it good?
It was, like, a little bitter. It's weird.
I'd rather just eat chocolate, I think.
Yeah, you don't need the ants.
No.
Like, I don't know how they got inside the Hershey bar. Oh. What?
It wasn't like one of those specialty things. You just found it naturally in a store, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while you get lucky.
You guys ever had roasted German Shepherd eyes?
No, God damn it!
What, dude?
What the fuck?
What?
Dustin.
Yes.
Too far, bro. Jesus.
He has one.
They're I own a bad, shepherd.
Dude. Oh, my God. Well, there you go. Dude, if you ever get a chance, like when he's on his last...
I'll fucking stab you.
Shepherd leg...
Dude, shut the fuck up.
Don't waste them eyes.
Oh, my God.
It's the most tenderest part.
Juicy.
They're fucking crisp and juicy.
They pop like when you bite them.
Don't stop till you pop.
Damn it, Chris.
See, I was all against it, and then I had to go all in. I'm still against it, though.
Sounds bad, man.
When you leave, I'm going to send you with a spoon.
A grapefruit spoon?
You can just pop it out yourself, man.
You know, the serrated spoons, the grapefruit ones?
Yeah, those are the ones only kind of use.
Was that all you eat? Only ones that work?
Yeah, man. I don't like to eat the rest of the animal because I feel
Jesus Christ, guys. Come on.
Can't do that.
Oh, you fucking fine. Animals. Jesus.
Fine, dude.
Is it just shepherds?
You're trying to appeal to our Asian listeners.
Exactly.
No, that's racist.
That's racist.
I'm sorry. God damn it. I just watched a documentary about how they do that in China.
I don't
know. So is it racist? I don't know.
Was it a documentary on InfoWars channel?
No.
Channel?
No, it wasn't on the InfoWars channel.
Have you guys ever checked out my camel channel?
No. Have you ever checked out my camel toe?
No.
You should look at my camel's
toes. I don't think
toes.
I will, dude.
You should look at my camel's toes.
Though. You just keep your camel toe to yourself.
Look at Chris, look at it.
We don't really
Chris.
Want your camel toe.
Chris,
look at it.
No.
Bob, what do you think? Tucked in or out?
It looks swollen.
I think you need to tuck down on them pants a little bit.
Thank you, Bob, for an honest answer. What's going on over there, Dustin? It sounds like you're having some sort of malfunction.
I'm just trying to get my... Damn it. Guys, it's the fucking...
Yeah.
Nice. I got it.
having some technical difficulties.
Well, it's because I got the Xbox hooked up to the toaster to my laptop next to the mix minus.
Yeah, you're using the toaster as a bypass. Also powered I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Spinning rims.
It's actually an insider podcasting trick.
Whenever the toast comes out, it plays a sound effect.
Nice. Yeah. That was a lot of toast.
Yeah, I'm making sandwiches for everybody.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to celebrate our beach idea.
Sweet.
Macho, did you want tartar sauce?
No, I prefer peanut butter.
Well, here, let me open the fridge.
Just give me a...
Dude, shut the fridge.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Shut the...
Sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, I forgot. Also, that happens when I open the fridge.
Fucking
That's
hell.
Because it's in Bluetooth mode.
Who needs a Bluetooth fridge?
It's fucking people that make money selling beaches, bro.
I guess, man. Or you could just, like, not have a Bluetooth fridge.
Macho, do you want something
to
drink?
I prefer a white tooth fridge.
I got Cokes in the freezer here.
The Spanish kid, he plays Fat Macho.
Hey, man!
What, dude?
Hey, here.
Here, have a napkin.
Oh, God. Thanks, man. Hurt my feelings.
Those are not napkins.
Why do you keep them in there?
Oh, that's the used Tampax. Sorry.
Oh, he eats used tampons. All right. Yellow.
Flags.
Hammer.
Yellow flag hammer. They already have that. That's for racing. That's when they throw the yellow flag, the caution flag, and they drop a hammer on anybody that keeps running past it.
Just throw a hammer at them?
Yeah, they already have that. They should do that. They should add to NASCAR. It's so boring. They should have something come down. Like, just like, ka-dung! Like a little something, shake it up.
Like a wall.
A wall, a piston that comes out of the ground or something. Something just to change things up. Well, you could take a shortcut, but also there's pistons.
Yeah.
So you're risking that.
Well, yeah. The whole track is like angled toward the center.
Yeah.
As you go around. What if there was just like big logs that rolled down the track in front of you as you're going around?
Oh, like Donkey
Kong.
Fucking
boulders.
You just dodge them.
Just hear me out. Okay. What if...
Strollers.
At some point, they just threw in a random right.
Oh. I go in a circle.
And they just throw in a random right.
You can't do that, Chris. It's against NASCAR.
Come on. I think that would really change the game.
I really like Bob's idea with the log things, but I want to replace the logs with strollers.
Shoulders?
Strollers.
Baby strollers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like one out of every 10 actually has a kid in
it. One out of every 10 are incendiary.
Shit. Explosive so rounds. Just explosive nice. Rounds.
So you can hit the stroller. You take the chance. Like, man, I really got to get first, so I'm going to hit this one shot. No, there's no babies in them.
What?
What the hell, you
what
animal?
What's wrong with you? That's why we can't.
What?
That's why Audible won't fucking
I just add figured, you know, it would, you know, make it a little bit more enticing to watch. The whole factor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was a baby. No, I don't know.
No.
It's right. A little much.
All right.
Yeah, right, so too then, far, bro. All
right, so then that's how we get your guys, you know, delectable edibles like the German Shepherd eyes.
We throw German Shepherd eyes. No, Chris doesn't like that. I do either.
I don't know, guys.
You ever play the game Crossfire?
Crossfire!
Don't get caught up in the... It's something like that, but the audience controls like a silver ball that flies across the stadium.
Okay.
Back and forth, and so you got to also avoid that.
What if we keep the silver ball? And it's huge, enormous, but we also add flippers. Like the track is a giant pinball.
Nice.
Okay.
Arcade.
And soppy floppers.
Okay. All
Do right. you want those?
Yeah.
Do you really need those?
A couple soppy floppers to throw it out on its head?
Once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're inevitable.
Those are like the pinball flippers, but they're real wet.
They're jelly.
And they're not, yeah, they're not rigid.
Ah, they're just jelly.
They just slow the car down. Sloppy floppers. Yeah,
slime. That's how it sounds when it activates.
That's what happened to Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Got smacked down by a sloppy flopper.
Sloppy floppers, get it in. That's why they stopped using them back in the 60s.
Shroud broke his arm.
Shroud broke his arm?
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Yeah?
Yeah, he needs like surgery and shit.
Well, shit.
Doing scooter tricks or some dumb shit.
Trying to get them scopes.
Yeah, he was having streamer fun.
Ah.
And it backfired.
So he can't stream now?
He's got a broken arm. Like, it's straight out 90 degrees from his body pretty much all the time.
Damn. How's he going to make any money?
I don't know. He probably still streams. I don't know if he can play.
The fuck's he going to play Tetris?
Dude. One-handed. One-handed COD? I don't know.
You can't do that. Even Shroud.
No? Do you think he needs help? You guys want to help Shroud?
We could take him to that
fucking... I think he's doing all right.
No.
For himself.
He needs help now.
Let's just get him a whole nother arm.
Let's take him to that monk that Doctor Strange went to.
Let him learn how to use his hands.
That's
again.
A good idea.
Yeah.
Is he a lefty or a righty? That's actually a really important fact.
Shroud is actually a middle-handed man.
A middle hand?
Yeah, that's why he's so good at COD. Bob, you're poor middle-handed, fella. Left-handed, right-handed?
Right-handed.
Right-handed, yeah.
Weird. I'm lower-handed.
I'm backhanded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend to be underhanded.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Lower-handed's the way to go.
I can't write cursive lower-handed.
It's a tricky thing to do.
Yeah.
It you have is. To be kind of heavy-handed about it.
Yeah.
Especially when you do the swoops and the loops.
Well, I have a water pen for that.
Oh, where is this water pen?
You don't show another man your water pen.
You don't show another person your water pen.
I don't want to do anything for Shroud because he can't pay is my problem.
Why not?
He can't probably, stream.
I think he's
he
rich.
He can't stream, so he can't pay.
He can't make the... No, we
you don't think
want,
he's got that chatter?
We don't cost fucking have it around money. We cost money you're going to have to
yeah,
make.
Yeah, I mean, for like our kind of intervention.
The Jestervention.
I guess it depends on how fast we can get him back up and running.
Well, he's not running, Chris.
Yeah, because he broke his legs and his
because he's a streamer, and streamers don't actually run.
Well, didn't he get hurt doing a scooter trick, you said?
Yeah, he went up like over the handlebars and broke his arm.
What a dude, I don't care what you do for a living, if you fuck or not. No, matter of fact, this is my point. If you get hurt doing a scooter trick, you don't fuck.
Was he doing a trick?
I don't know.
Maybe.
That's what
I mean,
you
got to be doing some dumb shit to break your arm on a scooter, right?
Oh my God. If he broke his arm just trying to ride a scooter normal, you don't fuck.
Yeah.
I haven't rode a scooter since I was like 8 years old.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Okay, so yeah, why, supposedly, like, so why is he riding a scooter?
There's I like, think it's a like a big scooter, not like a little fucking little bitch like macho a Vespa. Scooter that you would
So
ride.
We're not talking about a Razor?
That's
I don't think
I
we're
at.
Talking about a Razor. It might be electric or some shit like that.
Oh.
I was thinking Razor.
I bet you it's a fucking
I think
Razor.
It's electric. I don't know. Fuck him. Sounds yeah, right,
good.
Guys?
Sounds
right,
good.
Right, guys? Fuck Shroud.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Fuck Shroud.
Straight up.
Fucking guy. Riding a scooter anyway.
Fuck
what the
that
fuck's
guy.
Wrong with you?
So, have I ever showed you?
Don't say dick.
What? Chris.
That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was going to
say what I was going to say.
Damn it, dude.
Shut up, Dustin.
All right, man. I'll shut the fuck up, man.
You guys ever notice how Dustin sucks?
The hell up.
I want to talk about grocery stores.
Let's do it.
So let's talk about grocery stores.
What's Which up? Ones?
All of them. I like
AMP, fucking Food City,
Walmart.
Let's just say grocery stores is what I meant.
Price Chopper, Whole Foods, Stop and Shop, Kroger.
I said Kroger.
God damn it, shut up.
I love the cart caddy they put in the parking lots. That's dope. It's so cool.
It's pretty cool.
In theory, that's the coolest thing. You don't have to walk all the way back to the fucking grocery store. You can just set them up nice in this little cart area.
Mm-hmm.
That was great until they made these stupid little carts.
Oh, the little half carts?
Yeah. The I might shop today carts.
Yeah. I only came for two things.
But I also don't like to hold things in my hand.
Exactly. The lazy cart.
I hate them.
The baby carts?
They don't fit together with the regular carts. You
no,
can't put
they
them
don't.
Back in the caddy.
No. Not even like just one on the end?
It looks stupid.
Just okay. Caddy.
Yeah, no, I get that.
In
get
theory, that. Those cart caddies should look fine.
I've never used one of those little carts. I'm going to be honest.
Because you're not a little cart guy.
I'm not a little cart guy.
Dustin, on
I
the
do.
Other hand,
I
is
do
a
use
little
it.
Cart guy.
I like how big my hands look on it.
There's something about those little carts, though. It kind of makes a statement. Like, I'm here for just this thing. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walmart, this you're asparagus. Not going to trick me with your suggestive sales.
I feel like it says...
It's like a statement.
I'm here to get just a couple things,
yo.
But I don't have the physical strength to carry them to the register.
Walmart doesn't have those
It's
little,
the lazy
carts,
cart, bro. That's exactly what it is. It's the lazy cart.
I have not seen them at Walmart.
I only see them at grocery stores.
Yeah, grocery stores is where I
yeah,
see them.
They're smart.
That's weird.
They know. They're not going to let people stand up and be like, I'm just getting one item.
That
all
is
they have is big
if
carts.
You think about it, man.
And like, then you walk around a store and it's just... It slowly fills itself somehow. I don't know why.
You're talking about the smart cart?
The dark art cart.
The dark art smart
there
cart.
There we go. Right there.
I don't like carts in general.
Mm-mm.
But what if you didn't have to leave your house until like the end of the shopping
yeah.
experience?
Like what if they just give you a sack and you just dragged it behind you?
Or just a fucking headband, bro.
Or a headband.
Just a headband where you can control the fucking cart just like mentally fucking, ooh. Right?
What if there is no cart?
No cart.
And it just hovers above you with your brain band. I like the headband thing.
Okay. Okay, now it's coming together.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Well, because they already have an app. You can already go to like Walmart and pick up at the corner.
But I mean like an app where you control the cart through the aisles.
Like bumper racer carts.
Radio controlled
cart.
Right,
like a robot control, cart.
Like for real.
Like a robot cart.
And then all you have to do, you can pay and everything over the app, right?
Yeah.
And all you have to do is go and just pick it up.
Yeah, you just park.
But you
and
get
you,
to,
you remotely control a cart with robot arms.
Like just straight Dr. Seuss.
But what I'm worried about, we don't really have, we're not there for that self-driving car yet. Yeah. So I don't know if we have the technology we would need for a self-driving cart per se.
Well, it wouldn't be.
I would think we would need to have, I want to have control of the cart, but I want a person on the cart who's can actually take over if there's an accident about to happen.
I've got it. Do you remember the smart tentacle? We could use one of those.
What's a I like that, but I was also thinking we could also give jobs to some of these people that have been, been marked.
All right, so check it.
Okay.
You just sparked me in an idea here. Okay, so you know those lawnmowers that have the little fucking thing that the guy sits on the back of it? That he doesn't act, he just kind of...
A chair?
No, he stands on it. All right, and it has like the little wheels behind it where it just kind of glides.
All right, but where's the potato?
I've never seen a man mow a lawn.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm confused.
Is that a zero-turn lawnmower? I know you know what I'm talking about, Bob.
The zero-turns are the ones where you have two fucking, like,
so
Gundam control.
Handlebars.
Yeah.
So, and then you whip.
I'm trying to figure out how to...
All right, guys, let's just Google a lawnmower for Macho.
No.
Fuck, yeah. Phil, shut up.
The point is that it was supposed to have a platform behind it that just follows the cart. So if there you need the accidental fail-safe, the guy's already on the cart. Right?
I like it. I'm so glad you cut off my... obese disabled joke. I was gonna hire people that didn't get jobs to just control the brakes I'm so glad you cut that joke off so you can tell us about lawnmowers for 30 minutes.
Guys, I just got an idea. You know how sometimes it's really sad when you're in the grocery store? There's like a really unhealthy large person that they can't really get around so well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're riding around on that cart. Like, we could put them to work, guys.
You're a fucking piece of shit, dude. Yo, he's just such a piece of shit. Does anybody else catch how much of a piece of shit?
Bro, I think you really like my idea, huh?
Yeah, it sounds...
Are you on board?
Good, man. But I want to have, like, GoPros on their heads. Nice. So we can see what's going on. They're like Uber shoppers.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And you don't have
a super shopper.
And they all fit together in the caddy cart.
Stack people.
It's also placed in the smoking designated smoking area. They have to stay there.
Just put people.
Just stack them up.
Oh my god! Man. Just people bent over 90 degrees, stacked on top of each other.
And it's like one of those claw machine games to grab one out, and you put them in. You can start them in whatever aisle you want.
All of them looking like fucked up tetramones.
Jesus. Feels bad, man.
Yeah, it kind of feels bad. Now we're getting people out of vending machines.
Yeah, I don't think we should ever put people in vending machines.
Dude, there's a fucking car thing where you go to a certain location and get the car out of a vending machine.
Yeah, it's like a big-ass carousel. I think they're in Japan.
What the fuck?
A big-ass carousel of cars.
Of cars, and you go there and you buy the car.
You buy it or you rent it and bring it to another carousel.
Well, you can buy them or rent.
You can buy it or rent.
Actually, no. I think you're right.
There's two of them.
I think you can, you buy them. Yeah.
If you get your car from a vending machine, I don't think you have a cool car.
No, they're decent cars.
Yeah, yeah, they're like legit
it's
cars.
It's like a dealership took its parking lot, turned it into a carousel. And
just,
that's it.
What if it just had 98 Kias? Both the year and the
Japan,
number.
So. Yeah.
I want to make just a Ford Taurus vending machine. But they're all before the year 2010.
Gross.
And you just kind of, you put your money in and you turn the wheel and see. You don't get to pick.
And it kind of just shoots out like on a Hot Wheels track with a little fucking speed booster bumper things.
Sometimes there's like people in it and no one knows why. No one knows how the operation
Nobody
works.
Nobody knows how they got there.
It's like my secret sauce. I don't tell anybody how I do it.
It's proprietary.
All right. I hit them with my secret sauce. You guys aren't in on that one.
So how...
you're not involved in that operation.
So are we ordering this stuff like through a phone app? Is it a website? Do you like fill out a form and mail it?
I like that.
You fill a form out and mail it to your super shopper, and in 7 to 10 days you get your groceries.
I like that. Because they only travel on those scooters to your home.
God dang it. That's terrible.
We put Tesla battery technology, but on those scooters, and that's how they get about. Takes them 7 to 8 days to get to your house from stop and go.
So milk is off the table. You can't buy milk or ice cream. No frozen goods or anything like fresh either. You can basically get cereal, soda.
What if they were refrigerated?
Like maybe some bread, but it'll be a little
Macho
stale.
Puts up a good point. What if we put a refrigerator on the back like a tiny semi?
That's
make it look like a tiny semi truck. It's got a refrigerator on the back.
Just really fucking slow.
Yeah. Top speed maybe 6-7 miles an hour.
And you know the reverse sound it makes? The beep, beep, yeah. Beep, beep.
Increase.
But it goes it goes forward.
Yeah.
So the whole time they're moving, it's always beep, beep.
That's not even funny. That's actually helpful because how many times do they come and you're in the shower or some shit? You're they don't knock.
I mean, they're small. If
you have stairs to your door, they're not going to knock. I don't want to ask too much of these people.
But you got to get your groceries.
I got your ice cream. Well, never mind.
Got your milk soup.
Got your milk soup.
1 gallon of milk soup with chocolate chips and cookie dough.
Dude, I'd like a nice warm bowl of milk soup right now.
Just slurp it up.
Fucking
just
like milk mom soup.
Used to make.
Milk soup.
Just a couple drops of mayonnaise.
Just a hot milkshake.
Some ooh.
An overcome.
You ever get
shake.
A hot milkshake with some Tabasco?
Fucking cloves. Onion cloves?
Onion cloves.
Was that even a fucking thing, an onion clove?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
onion cloves.
Of course.
So already these scooters are electric. They're solar powered. They're Tesla powered. They're
refrigerated.
Vegan. They're refrigerated. They're GMO free.
Up to the highest of safety standards with our customized, patented beep, beep, beep.
Do you guys want to dick around? Do you want to hear a real fucking profit idea I have?
All right, listening.
Do it.
I happen to have been able to procure about 370 Boeing Boeing planes.
Interesting. Which model?
Good question. Boeing 737 Maxes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, those were really good planes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know they've got them for about $20 a piece.
Yeah, they've been using those for a long time. $20 a piece, you say?
Yeah.
Quite a steal.
I didn't steal them.
I'm going to use those to explode stuff.
No, you're not going to use my planes for any kind of weapon.
No, you're right. I'm not, because you created 9/11.
You stop saying that.
Thanks for buying
planes. He created 9/11? That's new.
Hey,
thanks for buying the planes.
What's the scariest bird?
The plane.
The sea ghoul. Do you get it?
Wow.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dad jokes.
Oh, man. That's not a dad joke. Like, I thought about that.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
Doesn't.
Yo,
you hear some?
Get the fuck out.
Great.
Tell his gay ass joke.
Take five.
Just get the fuck out.
Great. Now that he's gone, let me tell you guys about these planes that I bought.
Oh, hey, man.
Oh, yeah.
So, like I was saying, guys, I bought all these cool 737 Chris. Planes, these Boeings, and we're gonna dump them in the ocean.
Just dump them.
Just get rid of them.
Can we fly them into the ocean?
Do
we
have just to get them? Rid of them? Yeah, no.
All 370 of them.
No. We throw out about 170 of them. We keep 200. That way the value goes up.
We can sell them for more. Yeah, we're going to actually make like an artificial coral reef. Out of planes.
To keep out the jaws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep out the
dinner. It's about time we fucking fight back.
The deep water, you know?
Put those planes to some good use.
Yeah, you don't want the dun-dun.
No, I don't want that.
I think Dustin does.
I think I don't.
I think we should like
He doesn't like that at all.
We should tie Dustin up and throw him in the lake.
Oh, okay.
Throw him to the darn it.
Yeah, put me in a lake.
Are you proposing a murder?
I think he is, Bob.
No, Bob. Bob.
Now, do you mean like completely bound where he can't swim?
I mean, like, you know.
Or just like tied enough to where he can't really run away.
There you go.
I have a quick question.
Can we put him on a raft instead?
Can I just one question before we start?
Chloroform him?
How do you propose to bound me while I'm lighting up all three of your fucking rib cages with Tecmushi Mushi power bombs?
Okay. With our dicks.
They're gone. I ripped those off first, bro. I go for the dicks first.
Okay, first of all, great verbiage. We were actually going to bound you with rope. After furiously smiting you over the head with these nuts.
I'm going to have to ask one more question.
Only weakness, rope.
And these nuts.
Okay, dope. Cool. Now you get your rope and then come to me. Come to me.
And like, we'll bound
like
you.
Like on you or to you. I mean,
I'll cut off my own fucking foot and I'll punch myself in the face.
There you go.
And then I'll kill you with my right foot. You'll die with my right
foot.
You
didn't tell me which foot you were actually cutting off, though.
I'm not going to because that's part of the illusion.
But what if you cut off your right foot?
What if I cut off my right foot and you're like, wait, how the fuck is this going to work? And then all of a sudden, boom, he had two right feet.
He has two right feet.
That's my secret. You want to know my secret? I have two right feet and one left foot. That's why I'm so unstoppable. Bro, kicks for days. Kicks on kicks on kicks on kicks, bitches.
Bro, he got two right feet.
You
can't dance.
Funny. What's I can up? Dance. I can dance so good.
You ever see him dance?
Everyone knows I can dance.
Tragic.
He's really good at cartwheels, though.
But only to the right.
My feet never
leave
the
only
ground.
To the right, exactly.
So I told you guys something about me.
I don't buy it.
You know what you will buy, though?
My Boeing 737. Get yours now for $29.95.
Actually, what was wrong with the planes?
There was something actually wrong with them?
No, there was a safety issue with them. They took them all up out of the air.
Was it that they
one of them crashed?
Was it that they hit stuff?
They hit. They. You know what it was? They didn't stay in the air.
That's the problem.
They hit the ground.
Yeah.
They went up, but they came down like before they were supposed to.
Yeah. I like to throw my hands up and keep them there. Especially if I'm at like a bop concert or something.
Like in the air. Like you just don't.
He can't throw his noodle arms up there like
that. What if we made like selfie stick hands in the airs? So people didn't actually have to hold their hands in the air at like a Ja Rule concert or something.
Your hands could actually be at waist level.
Yeah, comfortably at waist level, maintaining your center of gravity while also showing support for your favorite Ja Rule man.
Your favorite?
People would love that. Shut up.
Don't clap back.
Most favorite.
His favorite.
My most favorite.
All right, guys, I said favorite, stupid.
No, that's not what you said.
Nope. Too late. Moving on. So, artificial hand sticks. Are these going to be jelly hands?
No, I think just normal, actual hands.
Boy hands.
Well, our car operators only need to use the foot brake. And that's all I have to say, I think.
Okay. I'm not sure about that, because how are they going to load the carts?
That they can't do, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't
know. Legally,
we
can't force them to load carts. We have to have them hit the aisle hard and try to knock it into the basket. It's legal reasons, dude. It's not super perfect yet.
Fucking bumper shopping.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
They have to stack groceries dangerously, just haphazard. Macho actually stacks the groceries.
I do. Yeah. Like cockeyed as shit, though.
Yeah.
Like the worst Jenga you've ever seen in your life.
He cockeyes it because he's got fucking bird eyes.
Yeah, so we cover half of his eyeballs.
That makes my vision really good, Chris.
Actual cockeyes.
Like, you know, like fucking eagle vision. I can see your micro penis.
Shut up,
from a mile away.
Yo, shut up, cockeyes. All right? You ever notice how his eyes look like penises? It's just so weird.
It's a straight chameleon.
Fucking point those dick peepers at me.
I can see from anywhere. Look at
He's pointing him at me.
Okay, buddy.
You ever notice sometimes his eyes get hard and out of his eye socket?
Yeah.
They pop out.
He pushes them back in sometimes.
Yeah, they pop out sometimes.
It's gross.
Is that what that is? I always thought he had like snail eyes.
He has like permanent pink eyes.
They are kind of milky, aren't they?
It's cataracts.
It's milk soup.
Gotta collect that medical.
It gets milky when he's excited.
Macho, can I ask you like a personal question?
I prefer you didn't.
How do you feel about mayonnaise?
I fucking hate mayonnaise.
Sorry.
Oh, we're out of time.
Mayonnaise is fucking horrible. Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. It's not done. We're not done.
Hilarious.
So I've been making a lot of money making ideas here, and I feel like sometimes you guys don't hold up your weight.
I don't know what you're talking about. I had that super cool idea to help the obese.
That was a good idea you had, Chris.
Yeah.
That was pure executivism.
I can see how you're coming at those guys.
Yeah.
Because maybe they didn't really.
I'm saying my legs hold up a lot of weights because, you know, I catch prey with them.
So you're too busy catching prey
to help
us make money?
I was helping. I was making fertilizer in the back with all of the prey that I was getting.
So basically you're helping out by shitting in the backyard. That's how you help?
You know, helping you guys out.
Is that how you help?
And like cooking, like lunch and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
There's human-sized piles of bird shit in the backyard, and that's how he helps.
Yes, nitrates, bro. Nitrates.
That doesn't help.
Nitrates. Guano. All right, nitrates.
Is he getting a paycheck?
I don't know. He keeps saying nitrates.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm not sure.
You guys will learn in due time, okay, that my dad is also my mom.
Oh, and he is a cop.
Are you sure?
Dang it.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
Son of a shit. Wait. Son of a hot shit. Dust. It's done already.
Dustin!
How are we going to be done already?
This is bullshit.
Bye, guys.
Listen. Penis.
Damn.
All right, so what I'm going to go do now is I'm going to go raid a penitentiary. Have fun, guys.
Don't do that.
I need a couple cons.